This Monday, Massachusetts will be the first and only state in the union to allow same-sex couples to marry legally. That's inspired a lot of gay couples around the country to make travel plans to the Bay State to get a license. But as Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca reports, when they get there, they'll face some confusing rules. And when they return home, life won't be so simple either.
If you're a guy from New York and you're looking to get married to another guy from New York, you can go to Provincetown, Massachusetts next week and get your license. Or you can go to Boston, Massachusetts, and be denied a license. Or you can go to Boston, and when filling out the form, tell a lie, which the mayor has vowed not to check, and get your license. Or you can do what a lot of gay couples who have been considering getting married in Massachusetts are going to do next week. You can stay home. As legal director of the Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund, Gary Busick has been closely monitoring every fluctuation of Massachusetts gay marriage law.
It's kind of been a moving target because it's been a kind of wait and see what officials in Massachusetts are going to do.
Christina Martin of North Carolina has been waiting to see if she could marry her partner Michelle, waiting and researching.
Ever since I heard the court's decision last fall, we were very excited about being able to get a chance to participate in history being made. And I've been scanning the Washington Post and CNN online. I've also used the GLAAD website from the state of Massachusetts to help and get advice on what to do.
Advice is needed because there seems to be as many different licensing procedures as there are exits on the Mass Pike. Here's the latest. The issue of residency came to the fore once Governor Mitt Romney invoked a law passed in 1913 to try to bar out-of-staters from getting married. The mayor of Boston first adopted a don't-ask-don't-tell policy about residents, but under advice from the city's legal counsel, Boston will now be asking anyone who applies for a marriage license where they live, but they won't be requiring proof of residence. The Boston suburb of Somerville in Worcester, Massachusetts' second biggest city, won't be asking where anyone lives. Neither will Provincetown, a gay mecca on Cape Cod. On the opposite end of the spectrum and the state, the town of Great Barrington will not only be asking, but will require some proof. Christina Martin ultimately changed her mind about a Massachusetts marriage, or rather, her partner Michelle has changed Christina's mind.
It's more part of my personality to go forward strongly and take the risk that it might not work out in the end, and Michelle's kind of the more methodical type decision maker, so she doesn't want us to end up with a license that could be disputed in the future. Then I think we'll wait so that we can do it somewhere like in Canada where there will be absolutely no doubt.
Same-sex marriages in Canada have already been upheld as legal in the opinion of New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer, and New York courts have begun to recognize Vermont civil unions, according to Hofstra University law professor Eric Friedman.
There is a case proceeding through the courts now regarding a gay civil union in Vermont, and the tendency in that case so far has been that the people are spouses.
Massachusetts Governor Romney won't allow a gay couple from New York to get married in Massachusetts because New York doesn't perform gay marriages. But Spitzer says New York would recognize the marriage if Massachusetts did grant it. Romney says no dice. It's an impasse. Except in Provincetown, or if a couple lies on their form, or if they're planning on moving to Massachusetts in a year. And if all that's not enough of a hassle, then there's all the catering to deal with. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.